In the light of day, the scale of the devastation becomes clearer. This is the Ukrainian city of Sumy, in the aftermath of an overnight Russian airstrike. For people here, fear has been ever present. They now, potentially, have some hope. A temporary ceasefire between Moscow and Kyiv that's led to the creation of this humanitarian corridor. For his part, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the repeated violation of ceasefire deals with Russia, while adding, civilians urgently need to be evacuated from besieged cities.
The occupants want our people to die. We have sent columns of caravans of humanitarian aid to Mariupol. They are brave people, and they understand that the Russian military can destroy this convoy on its way.
The number of people fleeing Russia's advance has now reached 2 million. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency. As the humanitarian impact of the war worsens, the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights says everyone escaping violence should be allowed safe passage.
I'm deeply concerned about civilians trapped in active hostilities in numerous areas, and I urge all parties to take effective action to enable all civilians, including those in situations of vulnerability, to safely leave areas affected by conflict.
The questions now: how long will the fighting stop, and how many people will be able to get to safety? Mohammed Jamjoum, Al Jazeera.